Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Mater Cast tip. So it's an extra podcast. It's a tip for you. And in today's tip, we're going to talk about accessibility and how to put it to use when it comes to Facebook memes. Facebook has released a special thing a few years back called alternative text. And while their system tries to get it right, it's wrong because they never can see it properly. So today we're going to tell you how to fix it, how to make the text accessible for those folks who maybe don't know what the hell a meme is. A meme is this picture type thing, from what I understand. And you can, they're like picture type collages or something like that. And they have words under them. So every picture has explanatory words. And they're like little cartoon pictures and stuff. And there's also some that just have words. But blind people cannot discern or not understand those pictures because they come up as the text machine will say, or the voice program, the voice over, or the screen reading application will read out, image may contain text. Sometimes it reads out text that says, because some people will actually label and they will put what it says and what it's supposed to say. Some people don't. And it's the people that don't that I'm trying to get your attention. Whenever you put up a meme, it's not that hard to go into the meme and change what the alternative text says, or alt text. You're going to click edit alt text. So here's what you're going to do. Open up a photo that you want to try this on. So go do it right now. Open the photo up. I'll give you a few seconds. Again, open up a photo that you like, that you want everyone to know what it says. And if I'm following you on Facebook, if I'm not, you don't gotta really do this exercise, but I wanna see how many do it. So open up a photo you think I would like to look at. It doesn't matter what it's about. Once you get the photo open, what you're going to do with that photo is, on the bottom, you're gonna see a button that says more. This would be a photo that you posted on Facebook. So you got to make sure it's something you posted, not something somebody else posted. It's got to be something you posted. And I'll give you a few more minutes to find something. And then I'll explain it totally how to do it. Because I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to try this exercise out. It's pretty cool. Remember, you're helping anybody who is blind who's on your Facebook. Or if they decide to share it to someone else's Facebook who is blind. Remember that. You don't never know who's going to see your photo. There could be a blind person looking at your photo. I have lots of people on my Facebook who are blind, and anytime you send a photo up, anytime you send it up and I want to share it, I end up having to do all your conversions. You need to do your own conversions. Because I don't know how you meant for this meme to look. Okay. Now that you're in there, and everybody should be in there now, of a picture that you posted. It could be a picture of you. It could be a picture of your buddy. It could be a picture of anything you think it would be funny to show, or anything you want to tell, you know, want to try this out on. And I don't care what it is. I just want to see people do it. Okay? Now, you're going to go find the actual, okay, so once you're on the photo, double or tap on the photo to blow it up, to make it bigger. Bring it to the foreground, is what I'm saying. Bring it up to where you can interact with it. Now, on the somewhere in there, you're going to see a button that says more. If you don't see the button that says more, it'll have dots, like a menu button. You're going to press that. In there, you're going to find something that says Edit Alt Alt Text and Edit Alternative Text, Edit Alt Text. When you get to the Edit Alt Text part, what you're going to want to do is to press on that box or that button that says Edit Alt Text. It'll bring up another little thing, and you'll get to see what the alternative text says. So it'll tell you what they've decided your text should say. You're going to click. Are you following me? This is kind of hard to understand for some people, so I'll give you a few minutes. Remember, find that menu button. Go down to Edit Alt Text and press it. And then that window that I'm talking about will pop up. Okay. And in there, you will see where it says override generated alternative text, or generated alt text, or overwrite generated alt text. Click that. Now you brought up a box. In this box is where you will describe the picture. You will describe what's in it. Okay. You will be able to literally go in and describe it to the T if you want. Tell me what it looks like. Tell me what you see in the picture. And then I will comment back and let you know if you did it properly. It's a really cool exercise. And it really will help you in the future if you continue to do this, because then I know what your pictures are and your memes are, and I can comment back to you and say, hey, that's a pretty funny meme, or I may even share some of your memes with my friends if I know what they're saying. But I won't share things I don't know what they say. So you gotta do this, unless you don't care what I share. But if you want me to see it, share it. But share it with a way so I can see it. So people like me can see it. Because really, we also like to enjoy memes as well. I know a lot of my friends do, and they get their memes from different people. So, this is an exercise for anybody on my Facebook to start sending me memes and put them on my Facebook wall. But make sure you describe them first so that I can share them into that group. Then your memes will be shared with a lot of people who are blind, not just people who are sighted. I hope this tip helps someone. And if it doesn't help you and you found it useless, I do apologize. But I figured this was something worth knowing. So there it is. That ends our MaterCast tip for the day. Take care, everybody.